Northern Wisconsin still has tourism as a major industry, but Jack Giovannone says it's not enough.
Well, let me put it this way. We can't make it on snowmobiles and ATVs.
Giovannone owns a hardware store in Hurley. He says he worked for decades to get an iron ore mine there, and at age 80, he thought he'd finally see his dream come true. Then Gogebic Taconite announced it would not move forward with plans to mine in Hurley, citing concerns about wetlands. Giovannone calls the decision unfortunate.
So you get involved in all these environmentalist things and save the woods and save the frog and it. One-eyed trout. I mean, we got a problem up there. Nobody gives a damn, to be honest with you.
Giovannone says jobs in northern Wisconsin have been fleeting, and so have the people.
We've got some of the best schools in the state, but kids, they got to leave. You know, if you lose too many more people, we won't have a county.
Giovannone predicts that at some point, mining interests will extract the large iron ore deposit there. In the meantime, he says he's trying to remain positive. Kelly Klein says the prospect of a mine created hope, and now people need to find it elsewhere. Klein works in the Iron County Development Office.
I think we continue to build on our tourism industry. We certainly have recreational opportunities in the area. Which we would have done whether we had mining or not. We continue to try and build on our forest products industry. We certainly have a very good timber resource. And, you know, we also were looking down the road to new technology, too. We're trying to expand our broadband coverage in the area, which could help us expand other businesses.
Klein says broadband would allow people to live in the north while working for agencies or businesses located elsewhere. But building those jobs is going to take a lot of money and help from the state, according to Senator Janet Bewley. Her district covers a very large swath of northern Wisconsin.
Right now, we're behind the times, and now more than ever, we need to get northern Wisconsin up to par with the rest of the state.
So where would you say it's lacking at this point?
Well, in pretty much in all levels. I mean, we don't get the transportation funding. We don't have the broadband access. Rural schools are suffering greatly with the new funding cuts, with the expansion of vouchers. There are many, many things that just at a bare minimum, we've been left behind.
Bewley says it's time for state leaders to visit northern Wisconsin to find out what's really happening. In the meantime, hardware owner Jack Giovannone has a message for lawmakers and business owners.
Help! That's all I can say, ma'am, and I don't know how to get it.
Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.